Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Chav Gimel, and we're holding at the very top of the Omer, Ravina Omar Loi Kasha. The Ravina is responding to the question that we asked already yesterday. What was the question that we had yesterday? Recall on Chav Beis Omer Aleph, the brand new Mishnah of the brand new Perek said that Goyim are Choshed. When we say Goyim, we're talking about pagans. We're not talking about modern day Goyim. Pagans of yesteryear were Choshed Al Haravia. Fancy English word, bestiality, that they would go and live with behemoths. So it said in our Mishnah, if you happen to be a guest at a pundak, and you had to go and park your animal somewhere in the parking lot, if this pundak is also inhabited by these pagans, don't leave your animal there, because what you're doing is you are enticing them and facilitating that at night, when you are sleeping, or when you're learning the daf, or whatever you're doing, these pagans may go out and live with your animal. And of course, they're not allowed to. It's one of the seven Sheva Mitzvah Neinoyach, Gilei Arois. So by going and leaving your animal there, you are provoking them, you are facilitating, Chas V'Sholem, this terrible Isur. So that was the Lashon of Mishnah, Ein Mamidin, Neshe Chashudin Al Haraviyah. Gemara asked the Stira on Chav Beis Amid Beis at the very top. But we have a Braisa where the Braisa says that you're allowed to go and buy a behema even from those pagans. And you're not worried about the fact that maybe this animal happens to be a Roiva Vinirva, that the animal engaged in bestiality. If it did, and you knew for sure, that would be a Posel or Karban, Posel behema for the Karban, because it says in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Men a Bakar, Menatzoin takrivus kabanchem, that you're not allowed to use a roiva fenirva, mena behema, mena bakar umenatzoin takrivus kabanchem. So you're not allowed to use a roiva fenirva. So, nevertheless, the Braisa says you're allowed to. Why are you allowed to go and buy an animal from a pagan? Because I'm not choishid that maybe the pagan lived together with the animal. One second. In the Mishnah, you said don't leave your animal there because the pagan will live with him. Yom choishid. And then it says, in the price of, you're allowed to go and buy such an animal for a carbon. I'm not worried that the pagan owner lived with the animal. That was the kash of yesterday. So the Gemara yesterday gave one answer, and that one answer was very simple. A pagan will live with Yenim's behaima, but he's not going to live with his own behaima. Why will he live with somebody else's behaima? Because this pagan himself is a behaima. And he doesn't realize that he's being over a terrible, terrible Isser, and he lives. But with his own behaim, he's not going to live with. Why, says the Gemara? Because he's choishish shema teyoker. Shema teyoker means that the animal, as a result of that revia, of that living, will lose out on its reproductive organs. In other words, somehow they will be repressed, depressed, whatever. They won't work subsequently, and he's noivous that he's going to lose out on the possibility of future generations of behemoths. So, his own behemoth... Sorry, once... What was that? I guess Bilam wasn't concerned. But you're right. In fact, Barry already pointed out yesterday the fact that this is so nogea to the parasha of the week. Shkoyach. Anyway, but bottom line is, the Braisa says that you're allowed to, because since the behemoth that's being sold by the pagan belongs to the pagan, I'm not concerned about the fact that the pagan's going to live with his animal because of the fact that the animal might no longer be able to reproduce. However, in our Mishnah, we're talking about that you're leaving your own animal, which is an animal owned by a Jew, leaving it there in the parking lot. The pagan doesn't mind living with the animal, because if it cannot reproduce, that's not his headache, it's not his concern, it's not his animal. So l'choyer, that's a beautiful teretz, a chilek between your own animal and somebody else's animal. Now we have teretz number two, Ravina Omar, loy kasha, ha-lechatchila, ha-di-evin. Lechatchila, don't entice, don't provoke, don't incite this pagan to go and live with your animal. Don't leave your animal there. But it's not a question of that we know for sure that he's going to live with the animal. We know that there's a possibility. I don't know whether the possibility is 5% or 25% or 50%, but don't leave it there because you don't want to be over on lifnei iver, enticing him to be over on this terrible aveir. However, once it's already done, you cannot automatically say, oh, for sure, this pagan lived with the animal. But it's not enough to go and passel every animal that he owns and to go and say, well, he probably lived with this one, he probably lived with that one, probably had 100 animal wives, and he lived with each one once a night. Don't leave your animal there. You're provoking him with this animal. But the Abed, once the night has passed, you don't have to automatically assume, oh, the animal is now no longer ro'oi for a carton. Oh, so our Mishnah is talking about, and the Brayis is talking about the Abed. But the Abed, you're allowed to go and buy an animal from them because you will assume that, in fact, the person did not live with the animal. Where do you take this from? The Gemara is very simple. Did not go back to our Mishnah. Right after we spoke about the inyan of being meyachad abahayma, we spoke lahavdal leitisyachad isha imohem. Don't allow for a Jewish woman to be misyachad with any one of these pagans. Neishachashun al arayis, because I have to worry about the chas v'shalom. One of these pagans is going to go and live with the woman. We noted already yesterday, l'chayr, the din of yichud doesn't only apply to a Jewish woman with non-Jews, it also applies with Jewish people. And the Gemara is going to discuss that further on Daf Chofei. But for our purposes, the Mishnah says, Isha, stay away from these pagans, chosha l'orais. Freyti mornamini, I have a kasha. We have a braisa that says, maybe it's a Mishnah, O Isha shenech b'sha b'dei oivdik chav. Al yidei mama in uteres l'ba. Ayidei nefash is asur l'ba. What happens if oivdik chav, these same pagans, which took a woman as a chavusha? Unfortunately, the term chavusha in Eretz Yisrael is very, very well known today, because never all of those that were kidnapped are called chavushim. So here too, an isha was kidnapped by oivdik chav. The Mishnah or the Braisa distinguishes what's the reason why they kidnapped her. Did they kidnap her for mamayin or for nefashis? Now, what does that mean for mamayin? Doesn't mean that they're trying to get a ransom, but rather it's talking about, says Rashi, that she owed money to the Oivdik Echavim, and it came expiration date, maturity date on the loan, and she was not able to pay off the loan. She apparently didn't have any collateral, so they took her as collateral, never. Okay, so now they have this woman who's collateral, and eventually the husband paid off the loan, and eventually they let her free to go back to the husband. Can her husband live with her at this point? Says this Mishnah that Braisa, yes, muteris labala, she's muter. Ayidei nefashis, if the reason why they went and kidnapped her, nothing to do with any loans, but rather she was already, says Rashi, nischayva hariga, for some reason the government had already decided to execute her, doesn't say what she did, but for whatever reason, she is, if you will, dead meat. It had already been decreed that she was going to be executed. And now these pagans went and chopped her for as a kidnappee. They kidnapped her. Now, if eventually she's freed, asura l'bala, she's not allowed to go back to her bala. So the kasha now is from the first part, where it says that if it's ayidei mamon, muteres l'bala. How is she going to go to the bala? After all, maybe she lived with one of the kidnappers, and wouldn't she be also about it? So Rashi, of course, points out it depends on whether she was an Eishes Kohen or an Eishes Yisrael. Because if she was an Eishes Kohen, even if she unfortunately was forced to engage in Bia, then it was against her will. Unfortunately, by a Kohen, there's a special din, says in the Pasuk Vinispasa, that a Kohen cannot go and take back his wife, even if she was Nansa, she was violated by a goy. So that would be the easy pshat in this braisa, that is coming to tell you she's muteres l'bala, and I'm not choshed that they were ma'anis her. But Rashi says it could also be talking about an Eishes Yisrael, and maybe over time they enticed her to live with them, and in fact she did it beratzoin, not be'oynis. If she did it beratzoin, then she'd be Aser Labala, even if she was an Eishes Yisrael. So what do I see from that? The fact that it says that she was Nechusha B'yad Oivdik Chavim, and she was there for some period of time, she's allowed to return afterwards to a Baal if it was Al Yidei Mamon. How could she return to the Baal? Didn't we say that you have to be choishish that the pagan lived with her? Because we said in the Mishnah, Loitis Yachad Ishi Mam Neshechashun Al Arayis. Yet it says that if she was Taka Nechbisha, she could return to a Baal. So what do I see Lechoyra from that? That they're not Choshar Al Arayis. Ah, Zoktoch Ravina. That's the raya that is the difference between Lechatchila and Bidiyevet. Lechatchila, don't allow it to be misyachet, because you never know what might happen, chulila v'chas. But Bidiyevet, if in fact she was Nechbisha, and therefore there was Yichud with her kidnappers, maybe for a day, maybe for a week, maybe for a month, whatever the period was, but that's the Bala, because Bidiyevet, I'm not choishin. So Lechoyra, that's a good raya to Ravina's pshat. Says Yimara. One second, please. So El Lav, so Gemara Fitos the Kasha. El Lav Shema Mina, Shani Ilon, Bein Lechatchil B'Diyevet. So L'choy Rav Araya to Ravina's Pshat, Sai L'Gabi the Behema, that there's a chil between Lechatchil B'Diyevet, from the fact that I see L'Havdul by Isha, there's enough Kimin Lechatchil B'Diyevet. Frank Mumai, what's the Raya? Zimli Oilamayim L'Chatchil B'Diyevet, Nami Loi. Maybe even B'Diyevet, it's also, I'm Choyshish, that unfortunately, the pagan lived with the Isha, period. Aye, what's the reason why in the Reisha I'm saying she's Muteras Abala? He doesn't want to lose his money. What does that mean? Because if he's going to return the wife to the husband and he lived with her, she's going to be damaged goods. And if she's going to be damaged goods, the husband's going to say, I'm not paying you a nickel. I know that she owed you the money. If you had not lived with her, I have a check over here, certified check from the bank, I was going to pay off the whole loan. But you lived with her, you damaged my wife. Forget about it, I'm not going to give you a penny, not a nickel, goodish. You see that the mindset of the Gemara is similar to that of yesterday's Teretz, because there too we said that on his own behema, even though the pagan has a tremendous tava to live with his behema, but he doesn't want to lose money, because if he's going to be merabit, and then the animal will not be able to have new children, won't be able to reproduce. No, I'm not going to live with the behemoth there. Yeah, no. Money talks, Rabbi said. Kesef yanes akol. So here, says the Gemara, L'choyre Ravina's raya from Isha Nishka Gutarai. The reason why we say in the Reisha, Muteres Labala, the emes, it could be that both L'chadchila and B'dievet, I'm choyshid, that this pagan lived together with the woman. Aye, what's the reason why Muteres Labala? Because he has other ulterior motives. His motive is, I want to get back my money. That's why I kidnapped her in the first place. I'm not going to go and damage the goods because I want to make sure to get my money. Oh, so this is an exception to the rule. And I'll bring even a riot, Teda. Diktoni Sefer, it says in the Sefer, Ayyadina Fascist. If she was already decreed for execution, meaning that the Bezdin or Lahavdil, the Goisha court, had decided she's going to be executed, and then the kidnappers took her away. They're not worried about returning the woman to the husband. Your damaged goods, need damaged goods, because anyway, as soon as she gets out into freedom, within minutes, the police are going to take her to be executed. So therefore, there's no concern out the Hefsin woman. Tayyid Dikhtar Misefai Deinafash Sasur Labala is the Chtaka Raya that part of the Mishnah, which says, like the Siachari in Shoimayim. And the stira that we asked, who isha shenech b'sha, this teret says, hol lechatchila, hol b'diyevet, that really doesn't hold water. Because even b'diyevet, I see that I'm choshish that the kidnappers live together with this isha, and that's why she's asura labala, the sulaimidi. And therefore, that raya that you're trying to bring from the Mishnah is not a good raya. And if anything, fakert, from that other raya or Mishnah, who isha shenech b'sha, I see from the safe, I didn't fast this Asur Labala. Why is Asur Labala? Why don't I say, Lichat Chila, I'm Choyshitaka, that the kidnappers are going to live with her. But the Dieved, I don't say that she lived with them. You know, she was able to tell them no. And they refrained. Why don't I say that? Is the Charai that this Teret, being Lichat Chila, being the Dieved, is a Bissel HaShvacha Teret. And therefore, the Gemara leaves it, and we go on to Teret number 3. Do you have a question, Ariel?
A
If it were, okay, continue on, yes, gentlemen. Barry, you said something? Part of the Ksuba, all new halvois or existing halvois? Ariel, do you hear the answer? If it happens to be Nensa, then yes, you would have to go and redeem her. If she did a Birtsoina, could be that that would be her violation of the Ksuba of being, you know, not Chas V'Shalom sinning, and then maybe he would be excused. It's a good question. Our Gemara doesn't focus on that. But it could be that if she lived Birtsoin, maybe all of those provisions of the Ksuba would fall away. Anyway, we now have Teretz number 2, and now we're up to Teretz number 3, the Teretz of Reb Pedos. Again, what was the steer? And our Mishnah says, don't let the animal stay in the parking lot because a pagan might live with the animal. On the other hand, we said, you're allowed to go and buy an animal from a pagan and use it for a carbon, even though a behemoth that was near Ba'as is possible. So, we already had the Teretz of yesterday, we have the Teretz of Ravina, now we have the third Teretz of Reb Pedos. Reb Pedos Amalei Kasha. Harablazer Rabbanan. Ah, there's no steer, it's a machlaikis. Where do we find the machlaikis? The Gabi Pora Aduma, last week's Seder. Did not. Gabi Pora Schatos, Reblezer Oimer, in Nikachas, Menotichavim, Chom Matirin. Reblezer says, you cannot buy a Pora Aduma from a pagan, you can only buy one from a fellow Jew or from a goy that's not a pagan. The Chum Matir and Chum say that it's Matir. Now, it doesn't say what the reason of Reb Leizer is. So I'll tell you the reason, says Reb Tos. My Labal Kemivliki, the Reb Leizer Serva Chashin Lirviya, I'm concerned that maybe the owner, the pagan that owned this Paraduma, lived with the Paraduma, and that would cause the Paraduma to be possible. Why would it be possible? How did we start off last week's Sedra? Paraduma tzrima asher lo ein b'mum asher lo ola oleha oil. And by definition, if a person lived with this animal, it was ola oleha oil, being the zachar that went and lived with this paraduma. The pasuk is talking about even that the para being an akeva le ola oleha oil means even a behema, a zachar, a shor, even a cow. Fine. But here we're saying that it certainly also includes a male man, not a mailman, a man who goes and lives with his behemoth is also ola oleha oil. And that would disqualify. Says Reb Lezer, I'm choishish l'revia. Don't buy an animal from a pagan, a paraduma, because there's a good chance that it was revia. Nirva. Rabbanan Sabi, no, loichashin l'revia, I'm not concerned for revia at all. Ah, so that's the machloikis. Our Mishnah that said, don't leave your animal in the parking lot of the pundak that's going to Reb Lezer, Chashin L'Revia. The braisa that we had on top of Chav Beis Amid Beis, that you're allowed to go and buy a behemah, the carbon, and I'm not worried about Reuven V'Nirva, it goes to Rabbana, the Rabbana said, Chashin L'Revia. That's an excellent pshat. Pray tomorrow 1 second. Mimai. Maybe everyone agrees we're not choshes merevia. Aye, so why does Reb Lezer say you cannot buy a paraduma from an oivik bichavim? Totally different reason. The Yom Rav Yudam Rav, he niyachalein udeshel sakin pasla ubeegla, meaning an egla rufa, achetimshich ba marsa v'chashina, marsa v'loy chashina. What does Yomar mean to say? Since the pasuk says "Ashalei ola aleha oil," oil doesn't only refer to a male, whether it happens to be a male among the behemoths or a male among mankind, among people. That's an oil for sure. But you don't even need such an oil. What happens if the person has a bunch of bags and they're not very heavy, But he doesn't want to schlep them. The guy is kind of lazy. So what does he do? He puts the bunch of bags on the back of the animal. The reason why the Gemara is using the expression a bunch of bags, Uda Shel Sakin, because the Gemara wants to show, even if it's something which is very, very light, and you and I would say, it's irrelevant, the whole bunch of bags. If you, in the good old days when they used to give out plastic bags in the New York City supermarkets or groceries, by the way, you can still get them in Muncie and Monroe and many other places, they still give you plastic bags. But what happens if you had 10 or 20 bags together? You pick it up, if they're empty, the whole thing, 6 ounces, 12 ounces, a pound, this is unish mit gudish. So this person had a bunch of sacks, which were empty, and there was really no material weight whatsoever, and he decided, I don't want to go and schlep it, he put it in the back of his paraduma. Says Rabbi Shua, that's what I'm nervous about, that the pagan that's selling you this paraduma put on the back of the animal a bunch of very, very lightweight items, such as an Uda Shel Sakin. He didn't think anything of it, but it passes it. It was all of their oil. Masha Enkid, Rabban, and say, I'm not worried to put on the sack. He didn't put on anything. So maybe that's the machlokes, having nothing to do with Revia. Rather, am I choishish he put on the Uda Shel Sakin, or did he not? The Rav Yudah Merav distinguishes between Hiniach Aleihen by the Paraduma and by the Egla Rufa, it says Acha Timshech Ba. Why does he make this distinction? So Rashi points out because this is a distinction that's already made in the Torah. When it talks about in the Torah Paraduma, it's Paraduma Tmima, Asher Ein Ba Mum, Asher Lei Ola Oleha Oil. It just has to be, Rashi says, Bahalo Ba'alma. You just put it on top for a minute, for a half a minute, and the animal has it on its back. The paraduma is suffering from this terrible weight on it, the 6 ounces or 12 ounces of weight of these empty sacks. But nevertheless, the Torah says that disqualifies the animal. By Egla Ruf, it says in the Pasuk, Ashaloi, Mashcha Be'oil. Oh, Mashcha Be'oil. There, it's not enough just to put it on top. It's got to be Eglas Basar, Ashalei ubad bo, ashalei moshcha bo oil, that didn't schlep in oil. That's why the Lashon Rebuna Merav is Acha Timshech Bo. It's the same concept, but there's a slightly different halacha regarding the paraduma from the Egla Ruf. So Zoktimar Marso v'chashin, Marso v'loichashin. And therefore it has nothing to do with Revia. Zoktimar loisal kadaiter, says Repedos, that cannot be the machloikis. Because mishum nicha parta le'mafsetuva. Every Gentile that has a paraduma knows that this is a very valuable asset. How does he know? Because the gizborim are constantly running around from farm to farm and from animal handler to animal handler, and they're inspecting, and the pagan says, hey, what are you looking for, mister? I'm looking for a red heifer. What are you looking for, a red heifer? Oh, I need that very badly for the Beis Mikdash, and we're ready to pay a very nice price for it. Oh, take it. If that's the case, as soon as I get a red heifer, I'm going to let you know. Be careful. Don't put any weight on the back. Otherwise, that disqualifies it. Okay? I'm going to be very careful. So bottom line is, for the luxury of being able to go and put the sacks on the back of the animal, he's going to go down from possibly $100,000 for this animal down to $100 for the animal. No fool is going to be mafsetuv. Freitimor hachanami. If they're saying, therefore, that cannot be the machloikis, how could be the machloikis be kshemurfiyah? Leim mishamano portale mafsetuvah. Just because this person wants to live with an animal, tell him, hey, di bahaimadi, don't live with a paraduma, live with, you have another 100 animals in the corral. Picked with a paraduma, you have to go and live. So, ibazoi, that lechayr also doesn't make sense that Rabbi Yeshua should go and say, I'm choyshid l'raviyah, he's going to live with a paraduma. Every marhasim yitzrei toikfar. So do agroisi yaitzahara raboisai. And that yaitzahara says, dafki yes, paraduma. Even though he has 100 other animals, but the paraduma is attractive to him and he's going to want to live. And so do a yaitzahara. Presumably he's going to try to do a cover up that nobody should know that he lived with the animal. Says Rabbi Shua, I am choyshid that this pagan lived with the animal, and that's why it's possible, don't buy a paraduma from the Akum. Chum say, no, I'm not worried about it for the same reason as before, because of Hanoa Porta, Loi Mafsid. Okay, so L'choira, this is a beautiful pshat, so for end for the stira between our Mishnah, which says Lo Yamid Bepundak, and the Braisa that says Lo Yichem Mehen Behema, what's a Nafkimina? A Nafkimina is, it's not a stira, it's a machoikis between Rabbi Yeshua, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, and between the Rabbanon, who's the Tana of that Braisa. Freiti Mara, Vaitu Watsarai, Vidim the Kulyama, Lo Yichashin L'Ravia. Aye, so why does Rabbi Lezer say, don't buy a pora aduma from an akum? Brand new reason, nothing to do with Revia. The Tony Shila, my Tam Reblazer, Tabo Ben Yisrael, Yichwe Lecha, period. Yichwe Lecha, pora aduma, Tvima, Shein Bamum, Shle Ola Le Oil, etc. Says Shila, the Tam is Reblazer, is he learns Ben Yisrael, not the Yichu. No vayakichu, says Rashi. You see the last Rashi, yikhu yimachru kribe vayakichu. What the Gemara means to say is, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, throughout the Torah, what it says, you want to go and bring a carbon, go and bring bakar, vatzayin, and all the rest, doesn't mention a word about kicha. Here we find an unusual expression, the yikhu elecha. And it's b'smichus together with B'nai Yisrael. And therefore, Rabbi Leza learned not only speak to B'nai Yisrael, the yikhu, and they should go and purchase, they should go and get a paraduma, but rather, when you are buying or procuring your paraduma, vayakichu, bring it from a B'nai Yisrael, that the B'nai Yisrael owned it, and he's selling it to you. From a loshen vayakichu, Zokti Yimara, B'nai Yisrael, yakichu, v'inavicham yakichu. When you're buying it, don't buy it from a pagan, don't buy it from a Gentile, you gotta buy the paraduma from a Yid. Is there any reason? No reason given. Strict gezeiras hakosuv, after all, the whole paraduma is a choik. How could something be both metaher temeim and metameh tehoirim? It's something that we don't understand. It's a choik. Maybe there's another choik, says, or another part of this choik, says Shila, in explaining Reb Lezer, that he holds that you got to go and buy it from a Jew. You can't buy it from a Gentile. Nothing to do with Revia, nothing to do with Ola Leha oil that you put on it, these Udish Osakim. Exeris Akosim. Maybe that's the machlekes. Says Imar Loiso Kadaitach. Skonish dying that's pshat in Reb Lezer. How do I know? Diktoni Seifa. Go back to that original Mishnah that we had, the machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and the Rabbanan, the Gabi, buying a paraduma from an oivei pichavim. Says the Mishnah Vaita, v'chein Rabbi Leizer poitzim b'chol hakarbanes kulon. Rabbi Leizer says, every karbon, make sure you're buying it from a yid and not from an akum. Ooh, v'isoka taitim, Tony Shila, if you're going to learn pshat in Rabbi Leizer like Shila learned, that the reason is because of the yikhu, vayakichu, it's a lashon not of only purchasing, but also selling, that you have to make sure that the seller is B'nai Yisrael. Bishloim aparek zibakicha. That makes sense. It says, Tabani Yisrael v'yikhu elecha. Elekulu kabanis kichek zibu. Throughout Kol HaTorah Kula, we don't find that lashon v'yikhu elecha. So therefore, there's no logical reason to require the purchase of it from a yid, by Kala Tari Kula. Yet the Mishnah says over there, not only is this a din in Paraduma, this is a din B'chol HaKabanis Kula. Is the Charai that has nothing to do with his drasha of Shila Mitva Yakichu. Must be that the reason is because I'm Choshish Le'Revia. And that's why Reb Lezer says, not only am I Choshish Le'Revia by Paraduma, I'm Choshish Le'Revia by all behemoths. And therefore don't buy a behema for a carbon from the Oivdei Kechavim. What is Shila going to do with this? Me and Hashem are going to see tomorrow in Daf Chav Dalet, because L'Choira, Shila is Ogefreit. How could Shila say that the reason for Paradum is because it's a special pasuk, the Yikhu, if Reb Lezer in the same Mishnah, Toichin Dei Dibur, says, this is not a din in Paraduma, this is a din B'chol HaKarbanes Kulon. So Gemara is going to discuss that tomorrow, and the Gemara is going to conclude that we need both. Both Mishum Revia and Mishum the Yikhoi Lecha Vayakichu. Yes, Ariel, I see you have a question. Ariel, I love you. Please turn the Amud to the Amud Beis. Do you see the Amud Beis? Goes 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Amud. See what it says? Elamiata. Could you read the words? The Gemara asks your kasha. You're mechavin to all the Amiroim. You're not mechavin to Atoisis or Rishon Achron. You're mechavin to the Amiroim and the Gemara. They ask the kasha, talk of the same pusik that you just said now, the Ichli to Meshkoyach, Shkoyach Ariel. Please, from now on, stay for the entirety of the Shia, not just the first half. You see how you have enlightened us and illuminated us by your beautiful kasha. So, Miyat Hashem, we'll get to that in another few minutes when we get to the end of the daf. But at this point, says Yimara, that means Vayakichu, says Yimara, it's not true, because that would then be only a special din in Paraduma. Yet the Mishnah says that Rebbe Elazar holds his din, Becholat Toira Kula, Becholat Kabanis. So L'choira, we have to say, like Rippidos, that Rebbe Elazar's reason is not because of the Yikhu, but it's because of Chashash of Revere. Any other questions? So continuing on. Freitimari, so you're telling me that the machloikis between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua is whether Mchoshish Revere or not Mchoshish Revere. Freitimari V'dilma. Ah, Kali Pligi Rebbe Nalid Rebbe Elazar. When did the Chomim disagree with Rebbe Elazar? Ela Beparaduma. Why? Because Paraduma did the Me'er Yikarit, which are very expensive. So any pagan that has any sense says to himself, I am not going to do Revere with this animal because of the potential loss of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions of dollars. Av Bishar Kabanis Maidule. Maybe the Machloikis is Taka only Beit Paraduma, but not Shar Kabanis, maybe Shar Kabanis. Maybe the Chacham would agree to Rebbe Elazar that you cannot go and buy an animal from a Gentile, from a pagan. Why? Because the pagan may have lived with the animal. It's only by Paraduma, he says, nah, come on. Any person that has 2 cents understands that you don't want to lose $1 million by going and living with the animal. So I'm going to stay away 100 yards, not get close to the animal. But a regular animal, okay, worse comes to worse. If the Jew realizes it's a nirva, say lose $100, say lose $500. You know, it's no great problem. But maybe Sharka Banis Maidule. So Vaita, how are you Repidos answering the steer between the Mishnah and the Brice? By saying the Mishnah that says Lo Yamid Bepundak is going according to Reb Lezer. The Brice that says that you're allowed to go and buy Kerbonois goes according to Rabbanon, because Rabbanon not Choshish Lervia. Maybe they're only not Choshish Lervia by Paraduma, because over there, Demer Yikarim. But maybe Shar Kabanis, they would also agree. So in Bazoi Vaita, you have no raya then that there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer, and the Chachamim. So Gemara Vel Hodesanya. We have the Brisa that we quoted before. Loichim Mehen Behemel LeKarbin. That you are allowed to buy a Behemel LeKarbin from a pagan, from an Akum. So Gemara Mani LeRabbi Lezer LeRabbanan. If that's the case that you're telling me, that the emes is no machlokes. Everybody agrees. Choshishin leRavia. It's only by Paradum because the Me'er Yikarim. So in Bazoi, so who's the town of that price? So we have nobody. Neither Rebbe Elazar would hold you allowed to buy, nor the Chacham you allowed to buy because Choshishin leRavia. So Al Korach says in Gemara, we cannot say that the Chacham agreed to Rebbe Elazar. So otherwise, that we don't have a Tana for that price. Ve'oid Tanya beHedjav beFeirish price. My oisiv lei chaproi leRebbe Elazar. The Rabbanan that said to Rebbe Elazar that you're allowed to buy a Pora Aduma, and you're allowed to go and buy Karbonos from an Akum. What do they do with the Choshish Levia? They say, Rebbe Elazar, with all due respect, I have a Pasuk in Tanakh. Where's the Pasuk in Tanakh? A Pasuk in Yeshaya. It says in the Pasuk called Tzoyin Kedar Yikov Tzulach, Eile Nevoyos Yishar Sunecha, and Yalu Al Rotzoyin Mizbechi. Says the Pasuk, you can go and collect all the Tzoyin Kedar. What is Kedar? Says Rashi, Kedar is Yishmael. Either that's another name for Yishmael, or Kedar belonged to Yishmael. But the point is, you're allowed to go and Yikov Tzulach, collect and gather animals from Yishmael. And what are you going to do with those animals? steht in Pasik. Yalu arotzit mizbechi. There'll be oil arotzit. Zaytanach that you are allowed to go and buy animals for a carbon from an akum. And therefore says the Gemara, I have a clear cut raya, says Rapidos, that there's a machloikis between Reb Lezer and Chachamim, whether you can or cannot buy an animal from Oibdi Chachamim. So weiter, that's, there's no steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah is going according to Reb Lezer, Chayshin L'Raviya. The Braisa is going according to Rabbanan, that are not Chayshin L'Raviya, because they say, have a pusik that you're allowed to go and buy it from a Gentile, no problem. And with this, we have concluded the three tirutzim on the kasha that we asked, the steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Yesterday's teretz was that there's enough nafkimina between the guy's own animal that he's not going to want to cause it to become an okar vakara. Masha enkein, the Rabbanon, that, not the Rabbanon, Masha enkein, that's by his own animal, but Yenim's animal, the Yiddish animal, he has no problem of living with the animal because he doesn't care whether it becomes Akabakara. So that was teretz number one. Teretz number two was Ravina, the difference between the Chatchil and the Yeved, and we basically were doicha the pshat of Ravina because the rye that he wanted to bring from the Mishnah, Lechayra, doesn't shtim. And then we had the fine teretz of Rapidos, the Chilik is between Reb Lezer and the Chacham. Now, since we have gotten a little bit into the dinyan of Paraduma, the Gemara goes off a little bit on a tangent. Rashi says, Miltzab an pinafshe ka'amar va'azel. We're no longer focusing on the Stira, Mishnah, Braiser, Yoravia, Nishravia. We're going to focus on Hilchis Paraduma for a moment. One thing is certain. The machloikis is, am I choishish or not choishish? But what happens if I, the gizbar, want to go and buy a paraduma, and there's a big sign on the moichir's door that says, Rabbi Sai, I want you to know, I was mamaling my taiva last night, I lived with every animal in the corral, in the barn, including the paraduma. If I know for sure, then about it's possible. Why? Actually, Allah leha oil. That the Torah says, make sure there was no oil on it, including Revir. Zokti Yimor Shmami, no lechoyer, from this I can bring a raya that Pora is kodshim is beyachi. The kodshim berikabayis, mimnifsala bar Revir. So what the Yimor is telling us is that there's a shayla, what is the status of a paraduma? Now, we would normally say paraduma, that's the holiest of holy of all animals that are that you're sacrificing. But bear in mind, paraduma is not brought in the base of Migdash. It's not brought in the Mishkan. If anything, it says in the Torah, you do it on the mountain that is facing the Beis HaMikdash, which would be on Har HaZeisim, and therefore, faket, you don't bring it for kodshim on the Mizbeach. You have a Marocha on the mountain facing the Beis HaMikdash, and as the Torah said in last week's parasha, then after you shecht it, Reb Lozer takes some of the blood and he spritzes it seven times towards the Beis HaMikdash, and then of course you burn it, etc., etc. But it's not brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So ordinarily you'd say it's not kachim. So what kachim would it be? The Chayda has the Kedusha Berek Abayis. But the problem is, anything which is kachim Berek Abayis, Revi'a doesn't possible, because you can go be makdash anything with Berek Abayis. I can be makdash a table, a chair, a pen, a pencil, anything. If the Berek Abayis, if the Gizbar can use it, he'll use it. And if he can't, he'll just sell it. No problem. Ah, Zokhtar Gimara. So even if it, what happens if you're Makdish, for instance, a Behema Bal Mum, Lebedek Abayis? The Gizbar say, I have no use for this, but that's fine. There's a market and I'll sell it in the marketplace. And he'll go and get money for the Kachim, even though it's Kodosh. But it has only Kedushas Bedek Abayis. It doesn't have Kedushas Mizbeah. He was only makdish it for domim, for Berek Abayis. You sell it and done. So the same thing is, if I have a paraduma, which has in it this mum, what's the mum, the revia mum, that somebody lived with it. Okay, so you can sell it, no problem. So why does it go in pasel? The fact that we say that the revia pasels it, the choy is a right that it's kochim is beach. The kochim Berek Abayis, mi mifsla, it wouldn't be mi mifsla bar revia. So revia pasel. In other words, any animal that I know for sure that a Gentile lived with it, that a pagan lived with it, that I can't bring it for Kachim Mizbeach, The pasuk says, "Mira behema, mira bakar mitzayin, takrivus kavanchem lahoitzi roiv v'nirva." But I can certainly be makdish it for bedik abayis, and then the gizbar will do whatever he does with it. Every the gemara name, you have no right that it's kochim mizbeach. It's kochim bedik abayis. B'shani para dechatas kari rachmana. The Torah gives it a special title of chatosi. Where does it say in the pasuk chatosi? At the end of the Torah Duma, and end in Parshas Chukas, it says chatosi. So since it says, he uses the term, I don't know if you have in your Torah or Hashalem, but in mine, in Oiz Beis, it says, V'osaf ishtar eis efer hapara, v'iniach mechutz lamachne b'mokim tohar, v'hoiz ladas b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres l'mei nida chatosi. It has a name called chatos. Ah, since the Torah called it chatos, it has certain requirements just like a carbon, like a carbon chatos. And that being the case, just like a carbon reveal with pasul, mit a behaim, mit a bukim, mit a tzoyin, lohoitzi, roiv, and irva, since it's called a chatos, even though it's kochi bedek abayis, rabbi yisai, it's not kochi mizbeach, but for certain halachas, it has a locha like a carbon chatos. Great tomorrow. You're telling me it has certain halachas like a carbon? Elamiyata, ti pasul, biyoitzi, doifin. If that's the case, it should be pasul if this animal was born through a C-section, which we used to call in Yiddish a Kaiserschnitt, a C standing for the Caesar. So Ibazoi, if it's a Yoytze Doifen, it should be possible. A Paraduma, which is a Yoytze Doifen, should be possible for a carbon. Why should a Yoytze Doifen be possible for a carbon? Because it was not born normally, and was, I'm sorry? How do you know from where? Very, very good. Beautiful. What you are doing is you're quoting the Rashi. Rashi is the middle of the Amit, Tipasel B'yoytzi Doifin. We line this on most Yom Toivim. Shor oy chesev oy eiz ki yivoleid for yeshivas yomim tachas imoy v'yemeshmina v'hola yerutza the carbon ishalashem. So since the Pusik uses Olashim ki yivoleid muzduch zan aleida, a C-section is surgery. That's not aleida. And therefore, it's possible for a carbon. If you're telling me that the din of paraduma, even though it's kodshi berik abayis, but has certain dinim like a carbon because it has chatosi, if that's the case, it should be possible b'yoytze doifin, just like a regular carbon is possible b'yoytze doifin because it says ki yivoleid. V'chitei taka a paraduma that was born by C-section is taka possible. Allah matanya, how could we have an abraiser? Higdisha b'yoytze doifin psula v'reb shimin machshir. It says, "Ikdisha b'yoytze doifin." If you are maktish the behema paraduma b'yoytze doifin, it's possible. And Reb Shimon is machshir. How can Reb Shimon be machshir? Didn't we just say that a paraduma has a status like a chatos, which means that a status like a carbon, and just like revia pasels? So then yoytze doifin should pasel. How does Reb Shimon machshir? V'chitayim Reb Shimon ishnetamei. Reb Shimon goes l'shitos soy. The omer yoytze doifin vlad ma'al yehu. That Reb Shimon holds, not only by behemoths, but lahavdil, by children that are born to their mommies. Reb Shimon holds yoytze doifin vlad ma'al yehu. What is this Reb Shimon all about? So Rashi brings that in Masechtas Nida we have a machloikis legabe a yoyledes that did not give birth naturally, but only through a C-section through a yoytze doifin. What is the nafki minna? Oh. Beginning parashas Tazria, Isha ki Tazria v'yolda zachar v'tama'a shivas yamin kimei nidas the voice of titma v'yoyim mashmini yimo b'sar alosai. And then ishloishim yoyim ishloishis yamin teishav al tamei tahara b'chol kodi ishloisiga, etc., etc. So what does the parashas ki Tazria tell us? That if a woman gives birth to a baby yingala, so number one, she has 7 days of tuma. Eighth day bris, the next 33 days are yemei toihar, umamlois yemei tahara. When she's finished all the 40 days, she has to bring a carbon for your legs. Fine. What's the din by nekeva? The nekeva sele, the tuma shvu ayim kinidasa, 2 weeks of tuma, and after that, make a kiddush in shul, the kovad di simcha, and the nekeva, and then 66 days she's going to have you make toihar, and after that again she brings a carbon of yolet. That's what is the normal case by a regular woman that gave birth a yolet. What happens, however, if there wasn't a normal, regular delivery, it was a C-section? The Chachomim say all these dinim do not apply. There's no dinner. 7 days of Tumah, 33 days of Tahara, bringing a carbon, buying a keva, there's no dinner. 14, 66, bringing carbon, doesn't apply. Why? Because the Torah says, Isha Kisazria, the Yolda Zachar, it has to be a Leida. This wasn't a Leida. This is a Yotze Daifa. Reb Shimon respectfully disagrees. Reb Shimon says, don't discriminate. What's the raya? What's the makor of Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says, you're right. It says in the pasuk, the yold zocher, and normally leida means not a yotze doif. However, the Torah uses the expression leida twice. By zocher, it says, isha kisazria, the yold zocher. And then it says, vim nekeva, say leid. The Torah could have simply said, vim nekeva he. In other words, if the child that was born was not a zachar, it's an akeva. Obviously, we're not talking about the yoledes. Yoledes, by definition, is an akeva. So what would be the akeva here? It means a baby. So why does it have to go and say, then the akeva, say late? It's Dr. Bshimin. By the fact that it says twice, one thak is regular later, and the second one is irregular later. What's that irregular later? Through a C-section, through a yoytzedoyf. It's Dr. Vimara, if that's the case. Reb Shimon holds Yoyte Doifin Vlad Ma'aliyahu, so maybe that's the reason why he holds it by Baha'im Al-Habdil. If you maktish a Yoyte Doifin, it's a kushar carbon, because he said, I don't distinguish between a woman and Lahabdil Baha'imah. In both cases, a Yoyte Doifin is a good leida, and that's why it's kushar for a carbon. But says he, but that's not true. Vom Reb Yoichanan, Moida Reb Shimon in Yidkodshim She'enai Kodosh. This dinner Reb Shimon only applies to women, yodis, that give birth, that we go and say that the Vlad, the Yotze Doiv, the Vlad Mahayib, we don't say that by Gabi Kodshim. What would be the difference? Very simple. Because when it comes to the din of a woman, the Torah says Taka twice the word later. Yodze Zachar, Nikeva Sele. But here it only says one time, Kiyiv Ale. So it has to be Dafka, a full-fledged, regular later, and not a Yotze Doiv. So that being the case, Zachar Gemara, why is Reb Shimon machshir by a paraduma? Didn't we say that a paraduma has the same din of chatas as a carbon? And Reb Shimon is moidus as Reb Yoichanan. The inyan kodshim she'enei kodesh. So how could Reb Shimon be machshir by paraduma? I don't understand. So to my elishani para hoyel umum paisulba. The Gemara falls away from the drush of chatas, and the Gemara says, I have another reason why paraduma revia pasels, as well as Yotze Doifin, according to Reb Shimon, is kosher. What's the reason? How does the pasuk begin? Zos chukas ha-toyra she-tziva Hashem leim ha-dava b'nei Yisrael v'yikho elecha paraduma t'mima. Number one, asher ein b'mum. Number two, asher le'ilo'olei ola aleha oil. Ah, so the Torah starts off mum paisaba, asher ein b'mum. Clearly, oil mum paisaba. Because of that, var erva v'avoydezora nami poiselba. Special din var erva, meaning if it was a roiva v'nirva, or if it was used as a ne'evad, or mukta, that they set it aside for a takrovis v'avoydezora, pasels by poradu. What's the reason? Tachsim it said in the pasuk, ki moshcha som behem, mum bam lo yiratzu lechem. This is in the parasha in the middle of Ayikra, I think Parshas Emor, that goes through all of the psulei mumin sai legabi akoyin and lahabdul legabi behemes. So the pasuk says ki moshcha som behem mum bam leiratzu lechem. What means ki moshcha som behem? What does that mean? V'tana Rabbi Yishma kol makish shenemar hashchas, wherever you find the Torah the word hashchas ain el dvar erva v'avoda zara, it has two definitions. It's so mushchis that either dvar erva, meaning revia, like we've been talking about the whole time, or avodah zarah, that someone served this animal for avodah zarah. That's the lashon of hashchasa. How do I know? Dvar erva dechsiv, by the mabel, ki hishchis kol basar is darkei ala aret, and we know what Chazal say, ki hishchis kol basar, that even the behemoth lived with she'enam minam. And Rashi says, we even find malachim, says in the Torah, v'yiru b'nei walekim, es b'nei to Adam, ki toiv es heinam. and then they took v'yikulem noshim mikol hashem b'charu. Even the malachim, can you imagine? Everybody in the world was tzidrait. Not only the people, the behindness, and the b'nei ulikim. Everybody was tzidrait. So that's the Lashon Hishka. Somebody had a question, a point? In the film, in the film, yeah, they fell down from Shemayim. Good. So bottom line is, what do I see from this? Ki hishkas kol basa is darke al haaretz, al lashon hashchasa is by dvar erva. Vavoy dezorot tesiv, pentashchisun, vasisum lechem, pesel kol temuna, and the pasuk continues on, and doing it, avoy dezorot. You have the pasuk over here. Number five, yeah, okay. Pentashchisun, thank you. Vasisum lechem, pesel temuna, kol somel, temunas kol somel, tam nezocher nekeva. That hashchos is talking about a pesel tmuna, meaning avoid zara. Ah, so therefore says Igmar, since the pasuk starts off by paraduma, asher ein ba mum, and now we've learned that mum and hashchosa are kind of in the same boat, because it says in the pasuk, ki moshchosam behem mum bam ba paranami hoil mum poisel ba var erba vayis bechavim pasli ba. Has nothing to do therefore with chatasi. It has a special din that just like mum passes, tvar erev and avoid zecham passes. Oh, so that being the case, says the Gemara, that reinforces the teretz that we've been giving until now. That Reb Lezer says you cannot go and buy a behemoth or paraduma from an oivik chav chadach moira that maybe the akum live together with a para. That's Reb Lezer's concern. Ah, that being the case. Why do the Chum hold that they don't have that concern? Because they say to Me Yikarim, they're not going to do that. What's Dvar Erva Pasel? We asked Akasha, why don't you go and say that Yoytze Doifen also Pasel? Why does Reb Shimon Machshir? Because this doesn't have a din like regular Kodesh Mizbeach. No. It's Kodesh Mizbeach, Kabayis. Revia doesn't Pasel. The reason why over here, and that's why Vlad Yoytze Doifen doesn't Pasel. The reason why I'm concerned about Revia is not because it's a carbon, because I have mum and hashchasa together in the pasuk, mashchasa behem mum bam. Since paraduma mum pasled, so also hashchasa revia also pasled. That's Reb Lezer Shita. So with this, we got off on a tangent a little bit about the paraduma, and now we come back to our sugya. Back in the Amud Aleph, and now we're going to get to Ariel's famous question of about 20 minutes ago. Gufa, Tani Shila. Shila said to the Amud Aleph, my time at Reb Lezer, what's the reason for Reb Lezer? That Reb Lezer says, do not buy a paraduma from a Gentile. Why? Dechsiv. Tava b'nei Yisrael, v'yikhu elecha. And we said, b'nei Yisrael, yikhu, or Rashi said in the Amud Aleph, yakichu. Ben oiv dechom yakichu, you're not allowed to go and buy from an akum, you're not allowed to go and buy a paraduma. You can buy it, but it's not ro'oi, not suitable for paraduma. Freitim ala mayata. Asked Ariel, Tabav Nei Yisrael Yikli Truma. Now this Truma is not referring to Truma that you give to the Kohen. This is referring to Truma that at the time of the building of the Mishkan, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave out an announcement, Tabav Nei Yisrael Yikli Truma Mi'ez Kol Isha She'ed Ven Liboy Tikhu Es Trumasi V'zoyse Truma She'tikhu Mi'itam Zov V'chesed Choshes V'schei V'vargomen. The whole 9 yards, you got to go bring all of those items for the Mishkan, as a special nedava, the kovid, the fact that they're building the Mishkan, they're going to need a lot of raw materials for the construction of the Mishkan, for the construction of the clay ha-Mishkan, the clay sharis, for the big de kahuna, for the kahana, for the kohen gadol, etc., etc. So Zokti Yimara, are you going to dash an ult over there? Hachinami, the Bnei Yisrael, Yikachov, the Ein, Avdicham, Yikachov. You can only buy those items from Yidden. You can't go and buy it from Gentiles. That was Ariel's question. Look, Fuitim, Hachinami. Maybe Taka, that's the din. You can only buy it from a Yid. But that's not true. We all know that famous, famous case of Dama ben Asina from Rav Yudah Mishmul, Shalwes, Rablezad, Hechid, Kibbet, Avdi Ein. How far-reaching is the din of Kibbet Av Ve'Ein? Om Lehem. So Reb Lezer answered, Tzura Uma Asa Ivik Chavon Echad La'Aviv Be'Ashkalai. The Dama Ben Asini Shemai. You know what? We're going to go and show you the paradigm of Kibbet Av from Dama Ben Asina. Ben Asina was an Akum. Ivik Chavon Echad La'Aviv. What was Dama Ben Asina? Pamach Az Bikshim Yimena Avonim Li'Yayfoy B'Shishim Ribo Yischa'ar. They found that the Gizborim of the Beis HaMikdash heard the Dom and the Sina had avonim, which could be used for the ephod, and presumably for the choshen. These were very, very precious gems. The people went all up and down 47th Street. They couldn't find these precious gems until they found Dom ben Asina, that he owned these special avonim, and the Gizborim were willing to pay shisha ribay, 600,000. 600,000. Rashi says that wasn't the price. That was the revach, that was the profit. Look at the top Rashi. Shisha ribay dinner hayuroitza litay le revach. In other words, he may have had to pay for these stones himself, maybe imported it from China, and they added to it 150% tariff, or whatever, maybe Brazil, because of Solinaro, whatever the guy's name is, Bolinaro, Weissfisch. But anyway, the point is, it was very expensive. And then he added his profit margin of 600,000. They were willing to pay it. Here, we have a check for you, certified check, no problem. Zokti Gemara, Rav Kahana Masni, why are you talking about small figures, Shishim Ribai? Bishmainim Ribai, they were willing to go and pay 800,000. And you would think Dabba Menasina would jump at this opportunity to make money. His father was sleeping, and these precious gems were in a safe. And to get him out of the safe, you needed, apparently he didn't have a combination, he needed the mafteichos, he needed the key. But he couldn't reach the key, because the key was under his father's head. And he said, Gizborim, I'm very, very sorry. I cannot go and sell these to you. I know I'm going to make a fortune, but I'm not going to wake up my father. Look, what do I see from this? That you are allowed to go and buy gems for the Mishkan, or for the Beis HaMikdash, or for the Big Day Kohen Gadol, you're allowed to go and buy it from a Gentile. But Shteta V'yikhu, doesn't the Yikhu say V'yakichu? You can only buy it from a Jew. That was the kasha that Ariel asked. And that's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Avni Shoyim Hifsiko Inyan, the word Avni Shoyim makes a break in these psukim. What does it mean it makes a break in the psukim? Going back to the pasuk again. V'yichli truma, mi'ez kolisha shi'a dana liba is tikhu es trumasi, v'zo yisa truma shatikhu mi'itam, zohav v'chasef u'nechoishis, u'secheles, v'yargamim, v'seilah shani, v'oiris eilim, izim, etc. Every time it says and, until we get to the pasuk, avni shoyam, v'avni miluim, la'ifir v'lachoishim. Here it leaves out the vav. It doesn't say the Avni Shoyim. It just says Avni Shoyim. Why the break? Why everything else was the chesef, unachoshes, uschevet, the argam, the seilasha, the oiros. Everything vav. Do nishtukavav. I'll tell you why. Avni Shoyim without the vav, hipsek inyan. Until Avni Shoyim, the din of the yikhu is only b'nei Yisrael, vayakichu, you can only buy it from a Jew, not from an akum. Oh, since there's no vav by Avni Shoyim, you're allowed to go and buy it from anyone. And the Gemara said, we're talking about buying from Avni Shoyim, buying from Dom ben Asina. No problem. Because this din of Yichu ends by the end of the Pasuk before Avni Shoyim. Frank Timar, that's a very shvachatart. Because right after Avni Shoyim, it said Avni Shoyim, the Avni Miluim. So Va'ov, the Avni Miluim, Ksiv, the Hodar Arve. Wouldn't you say that that final and Avni Miluim says, then all of the above and finally Avni Miluim? Why there's no vav ve'amni shoyim chbeis? I don't know. But the Gemara assumes that since there's a vav ve'amni milum, hoder arve, it's still all in that same mitzvah of bringing these items to the Mishkan, v'yichoylech, and it's got to be from Yisrael, v'yakichu. V'oid, and I'll bring you another right. Tani Sefer, say the Sefer, the end of the story. What's the end of the story? L'shon Acheres, next year, so we didn't say the first end of the story, the Gizborim did not, since Dom ben Asina didn't want wake up his father, the Gizborim say, okay, I'm going to have to go across the street and see if somebody else has Avni Shoyim. And in fact, they bought it from somebody else. And Dom ben Asina and his father lost out, but Dom ben Asina says, Kibra v'ein, oyla al kula. L'shon Acheres, the next year, Dom ben Asina got a special present from the Rebbein Shloilem. No delay, paradu be edra. Can you imagine? Nitzuchach misol etzloi, omelehem. And now his father was awake, and the Paraduma was not in a safe, so he was prepared to go and part with it and sell it to the Chachmi Yisrael. So he said to them, I know that I could ask for a Parah Aduma the most exorbitant price. Tamei Yikarim, Parah Aduma is a once in a lifetime, once in 20 lifetimes. When's the last time you heard about a Parah Aduma? And if it only has two black ears, the whole thing is possible. Olele oil is possible. A mum is possible. It's so hard to find a Parah Aduma. I could ask you for $1 million, $5 million. I'm only going to go and take that amount that I lost last year, Bishvil Abba, which was either the 600,000 or the 800,000. But what do I see from this? That Parah Aduma, you're allowed to buy it from an Akum. Didn't Sheila say in his brisa that you're not allowed to buy it from an Akum because it says, Bnei Yisrael, v'yikhu, v'yakichu, I see that they bought a Parah Aduma from Dama Ben Asina, and Dama Ben Asina was an Akum. So the Chayra, Sheila's drasha falls away. Everything Gemara, no. Hasama Yitei Tagar Yisrael Zovun. There, even though it sounds like Dama Ben Asina was the seller, in fact, to use Barry's language, it was laundered. What means it was laundered? They didn't buy it directly from Dama Ben Asina. First, Dama Ben Asina sold it to a middleman. That middleman was Jewish. And that person was not using it for the Parah Aduma for the Beis Hamikdash because he's not Chachmi Yisrael or Gizbar. He's just an ordinary Jew. I mean, a very holy Jew, especially now that he owns the Parah Aduma. But he's just a Jew. And now the Chachmi Yisrael, the Gizbarim, bought it from that Jew. So therefore they were Mekayim, the Yikhu from Bnei Yisrael. Originally it was Parah Aduma. Okay, originally is originally, you know. Anytime you buy anything in the market, it could have been five middlemen in between. However, here there was not five, there was only one. And since they ultimately bought it from a Jew, therefore, it was permissible, no problem. With this, we've concluded our Gemara. And bottom line is, the Gemara says that Reb Lezer holds that why can you not buy it from a guy? Only because of Revia concerns. If you know that there's no Revia concerns, it's not a problem. I was a Mechila. Sheila says you're not allowed to buy it because of Xerus HaKasa V'yakichu. The Gemara is going to ask tomorrow, Miyat Hashem, why do I need both reasons? The Chayra, either reason would be sufficient. And with this, we conclude today's Gemara. Just as a further thought, I think it's Chedush Yerim, which was the first Ger Rebbe, if it wasn't the Chedush Yerim, then it was the Sfas Emes. They asked him, what is the connection between the Avni Shoyem of the first year and the Parah Aduma of the second year? Meaning, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so enamored, kaviyochel, with Dama Ben Asina's willingness to give away 600,000. You know, with the consumer price index of today, 600,000 is probably 500 million. Who knows how much it's worth? So he was willing to give that all away just for the Kibbutz Av. And we're talking about the Kibbutz Av for another half an hour, another hour, 2 hours. The father's eventually going to get up. And nevertheless, he gives all of that up because of Kibbutz Av. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special schar ba'olam hazeh of a Parah Aduma. Why didn't Kadosh Baruch Hu make it much simpler? He bought a lottery ticket and he won the lottery. Right? Every week or whatever you hear on the radio that they sold already who knows how many tickets and now the lottery's $500 million, $1 billion, whatever it is. Why did it have to be Dafka Parah Aduma? It says the Chiddush Yerim. The reason is because there was a kitrig up in Shammai. The Malachi Chabalah, the Satan, the bad Malachim, so to speak, whatever that means, came to Rabbi Yishlam and said, Rabbi Yishlam, you keep on saying, Mika Amch Yisrael Goyachet Baret. You keep on saying, Yisrael Asher Becho Espoer. You keep on saying, B'ni Becho Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, B'yisam Lisgula Mikol Amen. When it comes to the midst of Kibbet Abba'ein, you can't find an example by a Jew, you have to go and find a Goy. So you see that the Goyim are also wonderful people. Why are you discriminating, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between the Yidin and the Goyim? As Chiddush Yerim said, Rabbi Yishlam, I'll show you that there's a difference. And therefore he gave this mitzvah of Parah Aduma next year to the Goyim. So what's the right? He's saying it's true. There are Goyim who are virtuous. And they will certainly be very good. When it comes to Kibbutz Ava'im, which is a mitzvah, Sichlius, Seichel, yes, there'll be goyim that are going to be kind this mitzvah to the nth degree, willing to give up millions for Kibbutz Ava'im. However, Yidin are still one madrega higher. Not only will they be willing to give away millions for a mitzvah sichlius, they'll be willing to give away millions for a mitzvah of a choik, of a paraduma, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's crazy. It's metame tahoyim, metayr tameim. How could it be that the same entity could be both metame and metayr? It's a choik. And you know what you do with it? Straight heifer. You fershecht it, and then you burn it, and then you add water to it, and you take the ashes and sprinkle. Where does this all come from? That doesn't make any sense. Oh, Yidden are willing to go and give away our fortune for this paraduma. That doesn't make any sense. So that's why Dafka, the Gemara, brings the case that Kodesh Baruch Hu blessed him with the paraduma, so that to be able to enfer the kasha of the Malachi Chabala, why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu looking upon Klai Yisrael as being so precious and so unique? Even among the Goyim, you have people that are Mechabed Aveim, yo, Kibed Aveim, sure, Mitzvah Sichlius. But a Mitzvah Eini Sichlius, a Goy wouldn't give a nickel, but a Yid would be willing to give away a fortune for the Mitzvah of Paraduma.